Welcome to the Therapy Misfits podcast. In today's episode, we're putting the compassion in leadership.
That's right. We're diving into topics that are close to our heart. What does it really take to be a boss who cares?
Spoiler alert, it's not just about handing out high fives and throwing pizza parties.
Exactly. If you think being a leader is all about barking orders, it's time for a reality check.
In this episode, we'll be exploring the real deal behind compassionate leadership.
Plus, we'll be sharing some eye-opening stories that illustrate how empathy can transform a workplace.
And let's not forget, we'll be highlighting the fine line between being a supportive leader and becoming too lenient.
So get ready for a fun, engaging conversation that just might change your perspective.
Because by the end of this episode, you'll be asking yourself, Are you leading with genuine empathy or just checking boxes? Let's get started.
Let's go.
I'm Tonisha Cohen King, licensed clinical social worker and psychotherapist.
And I'm Nicole Bernard, licensed professional counselor and psychotherapist.
So, Nicole, can you tell me what a compassionate leader is? Can you describe them with some key characteristics?
Key characteristics. First thing that comes to mind is empathy. A compassionate leader actively listens to their team members, seeks to understand their feelings, and challenges their perspectives.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I think another thing that comes to mind is like support. I think support is very important. Mm-hmm. They will provide emotional and practical support, hopefully helping their employees navigate personal or professional difficulties.
I agree. That's very important.
What about you? Are there some key points for you?
Well, I believe compassionate leaders should promote diversity and inclusivity, ensuring that everyone feels valued and heard. That's very important to me. Trust and transparency is also another big one. So compassionate leaders should build trust by being open and honest with their communication. They should encourage a safe environment for everyone to share their concerns. So that brings to mind psychological safety. That's really important to me, and that's something I try to practice with my staff.
Psychological safety. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Psychological safety refers to a workplace or a social environment where individuals feel comfortable, secure, and confident to express their thoughts, ideas, and opinions and concerns without any fear of negative consequences or judgment.
Wow, that's very interesting. That's almost like what we do in therapy already.
It's exactly like what we do in therapy. So even though it's not our therapy clients at the time, it may be our employees, it's really safe to make sure that we promote that on and off the couch.
Got it. I love that.
So Nicole, do you have any examples of when you may have been led by someone who you feel was not compassionate?
Yes. I can think of something. Woo, that's almost like it just jumps out at you. I think when I worked for an organization, maybe many years ago, had a leader who just was not supportive.
Okay.
I felt that he was not supportive of my career growth, micromanaging, kind of just didn't trust the thought that, you know, I came here to do this job. You entrusted me and said that I was qualified for it, but here you are. Overlooking and making sure, and it's just like not having that room to kind of breathe. And I just felt like he was very intrusive at times, not understanding, even sometimes using your personal experiences against you.
Wow.
So that was a hard one to really kind of deal with.
All that can be very anxiety provoking. How did you handle it? Did you ever speak to your leader about this?
Absolutely. I mean, it impacted me in many ways at work. How I worked, it didn't impact me at home. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you bring that stuff home because you're trying to work in an environment that's kind of peaceful. And if it's not because you feel like somebody is, you know, micromanaging or not being a compassionate leader or compassionate about your entire life in some kind of way, it's really hard.
Wow.
But I was able to talk to him.
How'd that conversation go?
It was nice to be able to get out, but it didn't change. It impacted the whole office, not our personal situation, but his behavior with many people. It impacted the whole office. Sometimes that behavior, not being compassionate with one, can impact everyone, or just maybe they're not compassionate with everyone. Who knows? But okay. Yeah. So Tonisha, I know that you are a leader. And, you know, I talked about having a leader that wasn't that compassionate and great. But as a leader, tell me about how do you lead with compassion? What do you do with your team? Or are you just checking a box? Tell me, what is your style?
So I'm definitely not checking a box. So I have the opportunity to lead a team of 12 people. And we have very challenging days sometimes. You know, we have the opportunity to work with people with chronic persistent mental health issues who happen to have a history of homelessness. Wow. So, yeah. So a lot of things that go along with that. So can you imagine day to day you're coming in and you're supporting our clients, some of the most vulnerable people in their situations, but you come in and you bring your own stuff.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I've had staff members, unfortunately, who lost spouses suddenly. Mm. I have a staff member who, unfortunately, was pregnant with twins and lost a child.
Wow.
Right. So there's some real life stuff that goes on. So I make sure that I take a humanistic approach. Right. Yes. So I understand you come to work. And did you ever hear when people say, you have to leave all your personal stuff outside the door?
Right. Like, how can you?
That is really hard. Right. Because I, you know, believe in bringing your whole self to work. So if you bring your whole self to work, sometimes you just can't cut that stuff off. And we're busy, you know, supporting other people, you know, our clients and things like that. And sometimes we have to put ourselves to the side, and that's hard. So I make sure I give them a space to show up, and I show up for them.
Absolutely.
So sometimes what that looks like is managing those difficult conversations or letting them fall apart in your office and not holding them, you know, taking it personal, right? Mm. And not just saying like, I understand you're going through something, but you have to get back to work. No. Yeah. Sometimes you understand like, you know what? Today's a difficult day for them, so they may not be able to handle that workload in a moment, right? Today's a difficult day for them, so we have to understand what barriers they might be facing, and they may not be able to do the job to their full capacity that day. I don't hold them to that, right? That's not the core of who they are, but in the moment, things are difficult, so I have to see them, right? Provide support, like you said, empathy, right? And also, often, prioritizing their mental and emotional well-being, advocating for life work balance.
That is something that is definitely needed, you know, a safe place where you can be able to do your work. And I think one key thing that you said is just because they're going through something doesn't mean that they're not capable to do their job, right?
Right.
We need to have compassion for somebody, especially if they've shown themselves to be a good worker, right?
Yep.
Now something in their life is happening. Where's the compassion for them to be able to get back to that great person or great worker employee?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something you mentioned that is important, though. You mentioned about micromanaging, right? And you have to find the balance between following up, offering support, and not overstepping. And like you said, not mistrusting the people that is working for you.
Absolutely.
So I also want to talk about, we have to be mindful that there has to be a balance, because you have to be a compassionate leader, showing empathy and support, but also not being too lenient.
Right.
Because what I do know is people like stability. They like clear direction. Right? They like clear expectations.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So direct communication, transparency, that breeds trust.
Yes.
When people know what you want, they know what to expect.
Yes.
They feel less anxious. Right? And so the benefits of having a compassionate leader is, of course, improve employee morale. What else do you think?
I think productivity is probably one of them.
Yes.
And possibly I would want to stay.
Retention. So building a positive workplace culture is so important. And if you had to describe a positive workplace culture, give me one thing. What's your most important thing?
Oh, I would say happy people to work with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was just the top of my head. Let me see. I would say a boss that's understanding, mm-hmm. that I can talk to.
Mm-hmm. You know what's really important to me? Fun.
Fun.
Right.
Fun is big.
Fun. Because we already do heavy work. So sometimes I just bring laughter and music and play to the work. And it just lightens the office. It just lightens the atmosphere.
Yes, yeah. I understand that. And you know what? You're right. I do love fun at mm-hmm. work. And it's a nice refresher for a place sometimes that could be heavy. Just with what you're doing there or the balance of home and work. And just having that outlet to be able to just release.
Right. So. And so in order to be a compassionate leader, you have to take care of yourself first. Mm. Right?
Yes.
Be compassionate to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Right? And then you can share that with others.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we had to recap some key points here. We're going to say, in order to be a compassionate leader, we're going to have empathy.
Support.
Trust and transparency.
Encouragement.
Inclusivity.
Well-being and focus.
Focusing on our mental health and our well-being.
Absolutely.
Advocating for a life-work balance.
That's it.
That's it. So, Nicole, I thank you for being on this episode with me. I appreciate all of your feedback, sharing your true life story. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for sharing with me today. I appreciate it. I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And, yes, thank you.
And going forward, on and off the couch, we're going to be compassionate leaders.
Compassionate leaders.
Thanks.